As we mentioned earlier, Iraqis vote this weekend in provincial elections. Today, we learned that three candidates in those elections were shot dead by gunmen in separate incidents. It's a reminder that engaging in Iraqi politics can be deadly. Many of the candidates for this weekend's elections are women. Under Iraqi law, each party that wins seats must give every fourth spot to a woman. Iraqi reporter Sahar Issa is covering the vote for McClatchy newspapers. She says the women listed as candidates know they're in danger.
They are aware of the risks and they are running. Some of them are plastering their faces all over the city and some of them would rather not. They depend on small cards, like business cards, a little bit bigger. And these are distributed during conferences, seminars, and things like that.
We've been hearing that posters and other campaign publicity for the female candidates are not very visible in Iraq. Are you finding that to be true? And if so, why is it risky for a woman to put up her campaign posters?
They are not visible, but they are less visible than the male, that is for sure. And these are, of course, for two reasons. The first reason is a general reluctance for a woman to put her face out there on the street. This is one thing. It's a social thing. The other thing is, of course, because of the violence. And because of the violence, females feel that they will be more targeted for a reason. Those people who are targeting them are extremists. Extremists, of course, are people who would rather the woman stay home, cook, and look after the children.
And do Iraqi women think the balloting will increase their power and rights?
To tell you the truth, I think it is a foothold. Women in the Iraqi society are very active. They have been for decades. Our women in Iraq have been in the labor force. They have been teachers, they have been administrators, they have been engineers, doctors, etc., for a long time. And those who are nominating for the elections say it is a starting point, 25%. We have more than 60% females in our society, but 25% is a start.
It's a start, as you say. What about Iraqi men when they go into the polling booth? Is that going to be a kind of a big leap for them to vote for a woman candidate?
Yes, unless perhaps they knew the woman herself. For some women, they think that they are going to be like flowers on the wall to decorate the lists. But I believe that women are a force and they are beginning to mobilize themselves.
How would you say the status of Iraqi women measures up now compared to the Saddam era?
I will tell you something. If you look at history, in every era where there is a war, especially a long-standing war like the one we had with Iran, it's the men who go to the front to fight, and it's the women who keep the fort. So they simply have to stand up to the responsibility and shoulder it. I mean, there is no other answer. And so you would have, even at that time, people started accepting women as they have never done before, because we even had women bus drivers, which is unthinkable. We had, of course, a great surge in women going out into the labor force, whereas before, if the husband is at home, she would only go out if she was one of those people who actually had the will and or if she needed the income.
Sahar, let me ask you this. Do you have daughters living in Iraq?
Yes, I have a daughter.
What would you say is her expectation in terms of the rights she expects, especially as she grows up?
Less than what her grandmother had, for sure.
Less than?
Of course, because we used to have a civil family status law that guaranteed in a legal framework, a civil legal framework, the rights of women within the family. We used to have a personal status law that was the most progressive in all the Islamic and Arab world. It was put there not by Saddam, it was put there in 1959. And it was great. It was better than what Egypt had. It was better than what Syria had. It was better than all the Arab and Islamic world. The personal status law is going down the drain, my friend. And this is not a step forward. This is a step backward, I believe.
Iraqi reporter Sahar Issa works for McClatchy Newspapers. She joined us from Baghdad. Sahar, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.